Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Sandy Harbin.
I started in law enforcement when I was 22. I graduated from Coral Springs High School. Recently retired from Collier County Sheriff's Office, and I would be 48 this month. Never thought I'd be a police officer. Wasn't real fond of them, but I started water skiing for a living and being on the water. People said, if you're out here all the time, why don't you make a career out of it? So I went into law enforcement and I worked for the Florida Marine Patrol, and it took me all over the state of Florida. South Florida's always been my home, Coral Springs, Boynton Beach area. That's where we recently moved from. I've had a goal of 12 years now to own a bed and breakfast. I've searched all over the state of Florida, from Key West to Panama City, and I found a place in Bartow called the My Girl House. It's where they filmed the movie My Girl. It's an old bed and breakfast, and so I came to Bartow and I fell in love with it. Was still living in Boynton Beach, traveled back and forth for several months, fell in love with this little town. Turned out that it wasn't for sale, so we ended up finding this old ice cream shop, which has been an amazing blessing. And it's funny because we make plans. I think God laughs at us because he knows what's going to happen in our lives. So my dad passed away. My mom and I had talked about doing this for years. And so we just took a huge leap of faith. We sold our homes. I had a great job as a personal assistant. And we just sold our homes and bought this old historic building that was built in 1891. We live upstairs. We have a cafe and a gift shop. My kids are here. My daughter's 9, Savannah. My son Clay's 14, just started high school. Everything's within a block or two of our business. So they don't have to be latchkey kids. They come home and they're home. This is the sweetest, little, kindest town you've ever been to. It's amazing how people welcomed us. We thought as being from South Florida outsiders that we would not be welcome because we're not from here. But it was just the opposite. They have blessed our business over and over again with kindness. So this is my after-retirement work, which is harder than any job I ever did in law enforcement. I mean, a lot of people say you're going to struggle in the restaurant business for the first 2 years. We've struggled to keep up because people fell in love with us. We fell in love with this town. We have just embraced it. They've embraced us. The church is here. We just got a contract today for one of the local churches for every Wednesday to cook their meals. We do volunteer work at another church for homeless people every Thursday. And it's just little things that we've done. We volunteer at this children's shelter. We cook for them. It's been a kind of a mission for us, an outreach that we've been able to do through our ability to cook. Being in law enforcement, you can't really do a lot of that extra stuff because it's call. But here, we kind of get to do whatever we want to do. And it's awesome because people need us and we're available. We had a family recently that was a girl that came in here, and I won't say her name, but she's a young girl, very unique little girl, would come in for milkshakes, always asking me for a job. And I said, you know, aren't you in school? And she says, well, I'm homeschooled. And I was like, oh, well, maybe sometime. We just started doing tea parties. And she dresses in vintagey 20s clothes. I mean, she looks like I Love Lucy with dark hair. I mean, she's amazing. I wish I could dress that well. She came in. She's 15. And I had her help with the tea party. So I asked her. I said, well, I'll drive you home. You know, is your mom coming to get you? And she says, no, I live at the shelter. And I said, what? And so I started doing some research. And her mom have been homeless because circumstances. And so I said, I have to do something. That's just always been in my heart to help people. And so we did a fundraiser one Sunday. We just blocked the street because you can do that in this town. You just put up barricades and we blocked the street. And we had bands come out and musicians from all over Florida, people I'd never even met through Facebook. We raised over $1,200 in 2 hours from people just donating money to the band. We did some 50-50 raffles. And now when her mom is ready to find a home, we have money to give them for deposits and utilities. And it's just like, that blows me away because that's not something you see in every town. And it warms my heart. It brings me to tears to think, God, why haven't I been here my whole life? I've been missing out. I love Bartow. I love our little cafe. And that's just one reason why we feel like this is home. It was just rated one of the sweetest towns in Florida, I believe. Sweetest, which is good. I like that. I don't have to be the safest or the fast-paced or the sweetest town. I'll take that.
Sandy Harbin with a story about finding a perfect retirement.
And yet, not the retirement she had planned for 12 years.
It kind of gives you hope that there's these little towns all over the place that are just so sweet.
This is a beautiful story about small town America and small town Florida. And certainly here in the Miami, West Palm, Key West area, we have big name towns that people outside the area have heard of. And we forget that there are these wonderful smaller places in this state that you can spend a terrific lifetime in without ever setting foot in the big places.
Well, where is Bartow?
Bartow is in central Florida. It's not far from Lake Wales.
I thought it was interesting how she moved with the entire family, including her mom. She's now living with her mom.
I think the story is so interesting on so many levels. In one way, this is a very modern woman, right? She's done all kinds of things, non-traditional female jobs like law enforcement and professional water skier. And on the other hand, she is a real traditionalist. She cares obviously very much about her family, and she cares about simple living and nurturance like here she wanted to run a bed and breakfast.
And I think it's really interesting how she took an interest in the homeless girl.
As she put it so beautifully, we make plans and God laughs. She had a plan to have a bed and breakfast. And she looked all over, she says, very specifically from Key West to Panama City. And yet, she didn't get the bed and breakfast after all. What she got, though, was something that enabled her, the ice cream shop, cafe, and the gift shop, that enabled her to really become a part of her community. And one of the ways she did this is by working with this young woman who happened to be homeless at the time.
I have a hard time imagining what this building looks like that she lives in that has the ice cream parlor downstairs.
Well, I've seen it, and it is absolutely charming. I could see that there would be a lot of work to put into not only making this your own with your own vision and decorating it your own way, but maintaining it.
Is it a storefront?
It's two stores, cafe, ice cream shop, and a gift shop, and they are connected in the back. Also, her mother's dog is there, and, you know, it's a family affair. And I think the reason that we're going on in this detail, at least I am, about this place is because this is the kind of story and the kind of place that you could imagine back 50 years, 60 years. And it was so delightful walking in. She mentions that the 15-year-old girl who reminded her of Lucille Ball and ice cream shops. You know, we don't think of ice cream shops with counters so much anymore. And just the whole feel of the place and of this little town is such a throwback to a simpler, earlier time. And I think that from somebody coming, as she did from South Florida, and moving 3.5 hours away, to this little jewel, I think it's a nice retirement.
Well, I'm glad you found Sandy to tell us that story. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
And our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.